Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is ABC's Andy Field. Andy, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. And it was the phone call heard around the world as the audio was released over the weekend of this new phone call between President Trump and the Secretary of State in Georgia.
Yeah, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, basically, the president was saying, I want you to find me some votes so I win the election there. When the president knows very well that they've done three either audits or recounts in that state, all of them proved nothing was amiss in terms of people voting there. I think they said they found two dead voters, but even those cases, they weren't really dead. It was like a spouse accidentally signed someone else's name to another ballot, but that they were legitimate voters. The president has claimed massive fraud over and over again. And in this extraordinary hour-long phone call that the Washington Post obtained, the president seems to be saying, look, it doesn't really matter what happened. I'm telling you I won, despite the facts don't show that at all. And I want you to find these votes so we can overturn the vote and make sure it's done in time for my speech tonight, which is tonight in Georgia, where the president's going to be supposedly campaigning for those two Republicans to see the future control of the Senate.
Yeah, and I know, you know, listening to the clips provided by ABC, the Secretary of State in Georgia doesn't seem to really be, you know, buying any of these claims as well, too. And what's, you know, the latest out of his office been as these phone calls continue to make more kind of national and international play?
Not only that, but he and his attorney on this phone call repeatedly tell the president that what he is saying is demonstrably false. That the president said, I hear that they're taking the innards out of these Dominion machines and replacing them. And the lawyer said, no, it's not happening. I hear they're shredding ballots. No, that's not happening. I hear there are millions more. No, your data is wrong, Mr. President. And these are Republicans. These are Republicans telling a Republican president that what you're saying is demonstrably false. Gabriel Sterling, who is actually the guy in charge of running the elections in that state, he says these claims the president makes are provably false, and yet the president persists. And in so doing, he is undermining Georgia voters' faith in the system, especially Georgia Republicans.
Yeah,
so,
and that's
You and I were talking before about how is this going to affect this election, which is tomorrow. And that's a very good question. I don't know the answer to it. There are a lot of people that voted beforehand. There are a lot of Republicans who are publicly saying and in polls that because the president has shed this distrust on their system, they're not even going to bother to vote at all, which could be a good thing for the Democrats and not necessarily great for the Republicans.
Yeah, could this almost be another self-fulfilling prophecy, almost like what we saw during the November election? There were months and months of the mail-in voting's not going to work, it's going to be rigged, and you saw what that led to with the numbers and more voter outcome kind of demographically swinging that way. And then could this be, you know, kind of an indicator that we could see that in this key Georgia runoff, which could seal in the future of the Senate?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. This is a critical race. If the two Democrats win, then the Democrats gain control of the Senate, and they will have and very narrow control of the Senate by literally one vote, and that vote is Kamala Harris, because she would be casting the tie-breaking vote. This has happened before in the past. But even that one-vote majority gives you a lot of control in that body, as well as in the House. Now, the House didn't do as well. The Democrats didn't do as well this election, where Republicans made significant gains in the House. And it's a very narrow majority for Speaker Pelosi, and she narrowly won her speakership again. So talk about divided government. It is razor thin here in Washington right now.
Yeah, and real quick, as we're running up against the clock, but what is the feeling in Washington after, you know, these tapes and, you know, some of these, you know, dare I say, antics are continuing to play out right before the inauguration of President-elect Biden?
Well, there's certainly a lot of anxiety here in Washington, D.C. The mayor has called out the National Guard. I think they've called up 300 and some odd troops to be stationed downtown in D.C. I don't recall that ever happening, even during a civil war, on a day where they announce the official winner in the House where they count the electoral votes. And yet, we're told that there are people coming to protest from around the country. And the president's invited them there to protest. So if there's violence or rioting or anything else, certainly the president may not have encouraged the violence, but he's encouraged these people to come here, some of whom say that they will do what they can to block members of the House and Senate from actually going into the building to cast that vote on Wednesday.
This is very interesting to watch play out. And again, ABC's Andy Field, thank you so much for your time and helping to explain all that's going on. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the near future.
All right, Andrew, thanks for having me.
No problem. We have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.